From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, died Thursday at age 61, following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu is a Nobel Peace Prize winner who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience. He passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. The hospital held a press conference late Thursday and said that Liu's wife, Liu Xia, and close family members were with him when he died. Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and China's refusal of the family's request that he be transferred to treatment to the United States or Germany. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that the, quote, media witch hunt linking his 2016 presidential campaign to Russia is, quote, bad for the country as there's no collusion, he says. There's no obstruction. There's no nothing. Trump accused Democrats of playing their card too hard on the Russia thing because people aren't believing it, especially in making accusations of treason. Trump had a one-hour conversation on his plane as it flew to France. He defended face-to-face talks with the leader of Russia, whom he met last week in Germany, because of mutual interests concerning Syria and other geopolitical issues. Trump said, if you don't have dialogue, you have to be fools. Let's be the smart people, not the stupid people. He said the next time he meets Russian President Vladimir Putin, he wants to ask him who he really wanted to win last year's presidential election. This is VOA News.